guess what's this been like for you now as far as preparing for this game and, you know, getting an opportunity to come down here?
Oh, it's been great. I'm just taking this opportunity to get the last minute lessons from James, Chris, and Hitch before they get out of here. So, you know, I'm just soaking up all the knowledge.
You talk about that. What are some of the things that you believe are the most valuable lessons you've learned from playing behind those guys?
Just understanding concepts. I mean, if you understand the concepts, you can get to where you need to be faster. So, you know, that you can put all your teammates in the right position to make plays as well.
A lot of guys might get frustrated backing up. You haven't gotten that high.
Unselfish and putting your team first. That's what we're all made of. Like, that's what we're all made of. We're all a family here. So regardless of who's starting and who's not, we're all here just to win. So that's what our main focus.
Big shoes to fill, though, when you look at what the linebackers are accomplishing.
Yeah.
Is that motivation in a sense, though? Because a lot of people expect the linebacking core to take a dip, and you guys can say something about that.
That's what I was known for. It's always going to be big shoes to fill, regardless of who's in front of you. So next year we're looking forward to, and I believe we can step up to the task.
So you've been Rich Spearman's a guy that a lot of guys are talking about.
I've seen a lot of growth since the first day he was here to now. I mean, he's making leaps and bounds, like big steps from where he was when he first got here. So I have a lot of confidence in him, and I think he can make a lot of big plays for us next year.
Because you're working with him on second team, are you constantly out there almost like a coach on the field?
Yeah, it's like having a little brother out there. But, you know, I love it. I love it. He goes out there and he plays with a lot of energy every day, and he's gotten a lot more confident. So it's going to be great for us next year.
You're going to be in the middle next year, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's always been middle for you?
Yes, sir.
What? Has it been hard, you know, not playing?
It has been hard not playing, but at the same time, like I said, we are a family here, so the main focus is just to go out there and get another W.
Mm-hmm. Was it fun?
Oh, yes. Yeah, getting after the quarterback. It's been a lot of fun getting down on third down and getting after the quarterback, regardless of the quarterback is, you know, Kane Coulter and Braxton Miller and all that stuff. So it's been a big task, but we lived up to it so far.